Does a computer that fits in your hand sound too good to be true? It's not. It's called a smartphone. However, this new little gadget costs less than $80, comes with over 100 apps pre-installed, and did I mention it cost less than $80? A review of the new Endless Mini coming up.
Stay plugged in and cut through the static. This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. So, how good can a computer that costs $79 really be? Endless Mobile, the startup company behind the new Endless Mini, is hoping it fares pretty well. Personal tech reviewer for the Wall Street Journal, Nathan Olivares-Giles, got his hands on this nifty new little gadget and is joining the Tech Podcast now from San Francisco. Welcome back, Nathan.
Thanks for having me on.
So, $79 sounds too good to be true. The types of things that we can use this computer for, games, internet, apps, Word docs, all of this stuff can be done on an Endless Mini?
Yeah, I was genuinely surprised by that as well. I've tested lots of, to be frank, cheap gadgets, and most of them are really lousy. And this computer by no means will impress anyone with an iPhone in their pocket or an iPad at home or something like that with its speed or anything. But it's very, very capable, and it does a lot. While it does it a little bit sluggishly, there's just a ton that it can do.
Cool. So I understand that it already comes with a bunch of apps pre-installed. What kind of things come with it?
Yeah, so there are just a little bit more than 100 apps. And when you buy this computer, you can choose, you know, either English or Spanish, I mean, when you set it up out of the box for those apps. And most of them are focused on education. There's actually almost a full suite of K-12 education apps from a group called Khan Academy, and they're pre-installed, so there are videos and lesson plans and like little assignments to do, and those deal with everything from, you know, math and history and culture and all the way to like science and biology and physics and dinosaurs and animals, and there's a massive full encyclopedia that covers just about everything outside of, you know, current like pop culture and, you know, the latest Kardashian kerfuffle or something like that.
Thank God.
And then there's also a free office suite called LibreOffice, which is an open source free version that anyone can get, but it basically replicates the basic capabilities of Microsoft Word, PowerPoint, and Excel.
So it's pretty small, right? What is it relative to, would you say?
It's about the size of a grapefruit. And actually, in my review, I bought a grapefruit just to put it next side by side, and it is the exact same size. So yeah, about the size of a grapefruit or maybe a softball.
Okay, gotcha. So in that, you kind of have to have other, you need to connect it to a separate monitor, a separate mouse, and the like.
Yeah, so this Endless Mini computer is available in two different versions. There's a $79 version that lets you connect to a keyboard and mouse and monitor, all of which you supply your own, and you can do that via USB ports. There's two USB ports on the back and one on the front. And then there's also a little yellow composite port as well. So if you have an old tube TV, let's say you don't have an HDMI cable, you know, a TV, flat panel, whatever, laying around, you can actually hook this up to an old school TV. And I got one on Craigslist for free and tried that out myself, and it worked quite well. If you want to step up and pay $99 for the fancier version, then you can also connect to the internet via Wi-Fi, and then you'll get Bluetooth to connect to a wireless mouse and keyboard if you so desire.
So far, so good considering the price, but would you say there's any specific point in which it misses the mark? What really stands out and where you're forced to appreciate that, yeah, you did spend $80 on this?
Well, you know, the processor inside is an ARM processor. It's really the same exact thing that you'll find in, you know, a lower-end smartphone.
Okay.
It's not built for, you know, super intense gaming. You can play like little things like Cut the Rope or Angry Birds, but you're not going to be playing like the latest Call of Duty or whatever on it, right? You're not going to be, there is a simple video editing app, but you're not going to be doing like full blown, you know, Final Cut Pro, Adobe Premiere style. Like, you're not going to be making a feature film on this, right? So it's a humble machine, and it's very slow. Even loading the pre-installed apps takes a few seconds, and loading, you know, Facebook just left me sitting there looking at a blank screen as, you know, photos and videos kind of popped in slowly one at a time. So if this is your first computer, you're probably going to be wowed at everything that it can do. But if you have been growing up with computers or lived with them for the last, you know, couple decades,
right,
then you're going to look at this thing and think, man, is it slow? But again, it starts at $79.
Right. So ultimately not bad for under 80 bucks.
Yeah. I spoke with the people who make this device. The company is called Endless Mobile, and they built it with developing countries in mind.
Okay.
And that's why they put in that port for the old school tube TV, because not everybody's going to have the latest flat panel things laying around, right? The whole point of this is really accessibility, bringing a computer that you can work on, that you can be entertained by, that you can learn with, to people who have never been able to afford computers before, people who for even a couple hundred bucks would be out of reach, right?
Mm-hmm.
The thing that strikes me is that there are not just people in developing nations that could use that sort of device, but there are people here in the United States, myself included. When I was a kid back in the day, my parents, couldn't afford the latest pair of tennis shoes, much less a computer. So, I myself have been there, and I know what that's like. And this sort of device is great for folks in that situation, but it's also great for maybe, say, an elderly member in your family who hasn't had a computer but just wants word processor,
mm-hmm,
or something kind of basic like that. In situations for people who don't have internet access or don't have a couple even extra $100 to spend but want a computer, this is a great little device.
Very good. Nathan, thanks as always for joining the podcast.
Yeah, my pleasure.
That's it for the Tech News Briefing. Check us out at WSJ.com/podcast and subscribe to us on iTunes, Stitcher, and now Spotify. For The Wall Street Journal, I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Thanks for listening.